In a moment, we'll be joined by the Green Senator Scott Ludlam, who's calling for a wide-ranging inquiry into Australia's electronic surveillance operations. But first, Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Indonesia has issued a very stern please explain. We just heard Bob Carr there suggesting Julie Bishop needs to apologise. He described this as catastrophic for the relationship. How do you view the government's handling of this?
Well, I think it's a major diplomatic test of the brand new government, and what we're seeing at first blush, both in the way in which the Prime Minister handled this yesterday and what he did on the weekend in Sri Lanka, he lacks that deftness. I was just thinking to myself as I listened to Bob Carr's explanation, for example, of what's going on in Sri Lanka. If Tony Abbott could have nuanced his message, basically Carr and Abbott agree, but if Tony Abbott could have nuanced the message in the way that Bob Carr did, I think that the reaction back in Australia for the gift of the boats may well have been different. And I think yesterday in the Parliament, Tony Abbott got it wrong, certainly in the message he sent to Indonesia. He didn't intend to get it wrong. He tried hard to assuage their feelings. But as we could see overnight in Jakarta, he exacerbated the situation. People might unkindly say, the Abbott government has the training wheels on. I think that's right. I don't think foreign policy has ever been Tony Abbott's strong point. But I think going for him politically, there is as much suspicion of Indonesia in Australia, in the Australian community, as there is in Indonesia of Australia. So what we've got here is, if you like, conflicting domestic agendas and attitudes. By the way, I actually think the Four Corners program last night, which showed a notorious people smuggler running his business virtually in open out of a Jakarta jail, would just feed into the suspicion that the Australian public has of Indonesia.
It's a complex relationship and always has been, and from time to time it goes through periods of division like this. Tony Abbott, of course, said from the very beginning he's wanted his international focus on Jakarta, not Geneva. And he started off the relationship basically what he called repentant, didn't he, in those first talks. So this is a very different tone he's adopting now. Bob Carr was critical of the tone, but his message was our information is used to help our friends and our allies, not to harm them. So what now? What does the Prime Minister need to do now? Does he need to do it publicly or privately, do you think, especially in terms of the relationship over asylum seekers?
Oh, yeah, well, that complicates things. I think Bob Carr looked to the American model, and Bob Carr's suggestion to the government is that they should adopt the model that Obama used in America in dealing with Germany, basically that we publicly acknowledge overreach and promise not to do it again. Now, hopefully, Tony Abbott gets a better form of words than he's used so far that carries some weight. The overlay, of course, goes to the whole boat people issue. Tony Abbott is very, very keen to stop the boats no matter what, and I think this may be bumping the judgment or the room he's got to move. So it is quite complex. And the other issue, and I noticed that Andrew Wilkie, a former spy himself, he was playing it down at first blush yesterday, saying, oh, well, you've got to put it in the context of the Indonesian election. Well, maybe you do, but certainly last night, listening to the Indonesian foreign minister and other senior persons in Jakarta, it's gone beyond, the rough and tumble of domestic politics, and mainly because it's SBY and his wife himself. This is the president of Indonesia that we've targeted. I noticed that some were pointing to the fact that Indonesia admitted back in 2004 that it itself was spying in Australia and spying on Australian politicians, but at no time did the Indonesians admit or were they accused of spying directly on our prime minister.
Okay, but it's definitely more complex because of those current domestic political climate in Indonesia and the fact that Susilo Bambang was a friend of Australia. Paul, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno, National Affairs Editor with the 10 Network. It's 6 minutes to 8.